You're listening to another great podcast in the MyMac Podcasting Network.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Elisa.
I'm back for episode 428 of Geekiest Show Ever.
You went so far away.
Can you see my tan? Can you see my tan?
I don't know. Take off your watch. Let's see. Did you get a tan?
Yeah. I know. It's hard to tell. Here, I'll just move. Can you see? Here, let me.
Did you get a... Oh, yes, I can. Oh, look at that. Look at that. You got a tan.
Yeah.
Did you sink your toes into the sand?
I most certainly did.
Did you finish a book?
No.
No?
Tom finished three.
Really? Wow.
No, I'm too busy talking to people.
Oh, okay. So you go to the beach and you socialize. You have the Kindle like there ready to go, right?
Oh, yeah. The Kindle went with me on the plane. It went with me. I think I read. Did I read on the plane? Yes, I did read on the plane, I think. I can't remember now.
What did you read or did you listen to podcasts or what kind of media consumption did you do while traveling?
I listened to podcasts on the way back because I was so far behind.
Uh-huh.
Read on the way down because it's just easier sometimes to do that. Oh, no. I know what I did. I didn't read. I watched a movie.
Oh, okay. That you downloaded prior on your iPad?
Nope. I just watched it on the Southwest app.
Oh, okay.
So I watched a cute movie.
It's part
movie.
Of the in-movie flight or something like that.
Yep. Watched that on my iPad. Yep. Went to
what
the
did you
beach.
Use for sound? Which headphones did you take?
My AirPod Pro. That's all I've got.
And how did that handle the noise cancellation?
Oh,
was it good?
Great. The noise cancellation, I had to pay attention to when the flight attendant came down to take the drink and take your orders.
Mm-hmm.
So I could pay attention, like, get me my club soda, please.
Mm-hmm.
Get your crackers.
But you didn't hear the engine noise and everything?
Nope.
All right.
And the funny thing was, our first flight went to Orlando, which was crazy. Orlando, then to Fort Lauderdale. Makes no sense. But that's the way it was. A plane filled with kids and families going to Disney.
Oh, boy.
And we're in the airport going, uh-oh. They were great, though. I mean, and Tom didn't have the headphones. And he said, it was just the usual din that you hear when people are talking.
Mm-hmm.
But it was no screaming, no carry on, no temper tantrums. It was just people talking.
Hmm. Great. Great.
So that was good.
Awesome. Well, speaking of the AirPods, I did want to address something a couple of episodes ago, not the last one, but the one prior. We were talking about travel chargers and things like that. We were talking about that MagSafe. I think it's an Anchor MagSafe. Yeah.
Which I used a lot that week.
I bet. Yeah, I'm glad you got that. And so I have one. And I was talking about how I was trying to simplify the amount of things that I have to travel with, and I'm so happy to have everything with USB-C. And one of the things that I was talking about in that episode was how I was excited because I thought that I was able to somehow charge my Apple Watch with that Anchor battery pack. But there was something I was able to charge, but it wasn't the Apple Watch. And so the correction I wanted to make was I was able to charge my AirPods Pro with that battery pack. So you know how I was talking about, I had you try it while we were talking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you can do that with the magnet. If you flip it over, you can see the ring. And I had you take your Apple Watch and just kind of slide it down and you can feel a little bit of tension where it catches. Well, I was doing that same maneuver, but for some reason I thought I had tried it with my Apple Watch and that's why I was thinking about it. But it was the AirPods Pro case that had done that, where you slide it down on there and it catches and it makes a magnetic connection. And then that's when it goes bing. It makes that little noise. And then the light lights up to indicate that it is charging. So that's what I was able to charge with the MagSafe battery pack. Now you can always, plug it into the cable at the bottom, but so it'll charge a little bit slower. But the idea is that you could, if you wanted to, charge it with the MagSafe magnet. So that's the correction that I wanted to issue because it was driving me nuts. I was like, I know I got it to work. But it was the wrong device. I just have way too many toys to play with and I got my toys confused. So That's
the, it happens to the best of us.
I know. I just and just in case there was like, you know, 50 listeners, all 50 of them, right? Shaking their fist going, Melissa, what are you talking about? That doesn't work. That doesn't work. Or people going out there and like trying it. I don't want to get any hate mail, you know. I'll take some hate mail, actually. I mean, if you want to send us any kind of email, it's podcast@geekyshowever.com, just in case you're wondering. No, don't send me hate mail, but just send me some kind of mail. Anyway, so on with the rest of the show. So we wanted to talk today about our wish lists because it's that time of year. We're in November and, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know anymore. It's just, I think we're just trying to keep some kind of a tradition alive because, you know, the last couple of years, it's just been like, whatever. Now it's just like, do we even have a Cyber Monday? Do we even have a Black Friday? It's like, we're just going through the motions at this point, aren't we?
Well, some stores have already started their Black Friday sales. So
it's like, at first it was like, okay, we started seeing the pumpkin spice coming out like way, way in advance of Halloween. It's like, this is just all it's all capitalism, right? It's all just consuming for the sake of it's all consumerism. It's all consuming for the sake of consuming. That drives me crazy. I try really hard I try not to consume so much. And I know we're always talking about, well, buy this, buy that. But we're trying really hard to review things so that when you do purchase something, that you make the most of it, you get the most bang for your buck. You know, we try to make sure that the things that you do consume are going to be worth it and that you're not just buying a piece of crap for the sake of buying a piece of crap. You know, we want to make sure that you're buying something that's quality, that's going to last you a really long time, that's not going to end up in a landfill somewhere, that's not going to be super cheap, you know? So I take a lot of pride in researching the products that I pick out, and I take a long time in trying to pick things out. So I hope that comes across clear. But yeah, I am frustrated with this whole, like, you know, Halloween comes and they've already got the Christmas stuff out before Halloween's even over. And it's just so capitalistic. Let's just try to extract money from people wherever they may be. So anyway, Whatever we're going to be calling it anymore, whatever the sales may be, these are the things that we're looking out for good deals on, because these are the things that are going to bring joy to our homes and our lives. And so we want you to consider these things also. So do you have something you want to start with? What's on your list that you're going to be
looking for? Well, a couple of episodes ago, I talked about possibly getting a new Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. Because I can get the rebate through my health insurance company, which all of you listeners should be looking into to see if number one, if your healthcare health insurance provider offers that deal where if you do anything that they consider healthy, you could get a rebate for. And they might consider some sort of watch. It might not be an Apple Watch. It might be a different type of watch. It might be a Fitbit type of thing. But
some kind of wearable.
Yeah, a lot of the health insurance companies are willing to reimburse you for your costs, maybe even if you have to subscribe to an app in order to monitor your health. They are willing to do that because it is something that's going to, you know, help you lose weight or keep your diabetes under control, keep your blood pressure under control, or, you know, make sure that you're exercising. So look into that.
They're willing to incentivize it because in their minds, it brings their costs down.
Yeah. And you know, it's like a win-win for everybody. Mm-hmm. You get healthier. You don't need as much medication, hopefully. They don't spend as much paying the bills because you have to go to the doctor or get that medication. So it's a win-win mostly. Mm-hmm. I know that with my health insurance, I kept it the same. And in January, it goes up $170 a month. Mm. Mm. And my policy is the same. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Right. So this is why it behooves you to try to cut costs wherever you possibly can. So this is why we're constantly looking for deals, because the prices just keep going up. And we know with the way things are going, they're just potentially going to go up even more so. So we got to be supporting each other. We got to be on the lookout for where the deals are. So,
yep. So I'm looking for the Apple Watch, and I'm also looking at possibly getting an iPhone 15, not a 16, because if Apple holds true to form, they put the previous year's phone with a gift card.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is how I bought my iPhone 13. And it's been 2 years. And the other thing to think about, and I don't know what I'm going to do about this, my MacBook Pro is 5 years old. Mm-hmm. It's perfectly fine. There is nothing wrong with it.
Yep.
My husband's MacBook Pro is from 2014.
Yeah, and he's got to keep plugging it in.
It doesn't hold a charge anymore on the battery, but otherwise it's still working fine.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I should give him mine and buy a new one or wait. But if I wait, those lovely little tariffs might kick in.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And who pays for the tariff?
Yeah, we do.
Not China.
Right, exactly.
And I'll leave it at that. So I have to wait and see what they offer.
I also wouldn't wait, too, because I always tell people when the computer gets so old to the point where, A, it's not holding a charge, and, B, you're not getting the security updates anymore, and you want to keep people safe. So I don't think Tom's MacBook Pro is getting, or MacBook Air, whatever it is, I don't think it's getting the latest security updates, is it? What's it running?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's probably only got Big Sur. It's a 2014?
14.
Yeah.
14.
It probably can only go up to Big Sur then.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he has a problem and I can't figure something out.
Yeah. I would definitely update. It's time.
So I don't know. Because that's a big chunk of change between the
computer, give you permission.
Between
right.
The watch. Like I said, I will get the money back for the watch. But the phone, you know, the phone's $1,000, the computer.
Right. But if you don't do it now, it's going to even be a bigger chunk of change
later.
Another
$2,500 at least.
Yeah.
You know, and I might jump up to a terabyte, but then I might look into getting an iMac because it's less money, more storage. I also don't know. I think the screen is too big. I don't know. I have to figure it out.
I wouldn't even bother. Well, if you're that's the other thing too. I would then caution you against that. I would just get a display. If you want a bigger display, don't pay for the whole iMac.
I don't want a bigger display.
You don't want a bigger display.
It's too big for. It's kind of like when you're watching a TV.
Yeah.
If you get a 75-85 inch TV, you don't want to be 3 feet away. You want to be a good distance away. It's too close. And that's the way I feel about an iMac. I think even if I push it to the back of my desk, it's still going to be too big and too close.
You just have to adjust the resolution.
Whereas this 16-inch MacBook Pro, I love it.
You like that form factor.
Yeah, I like the 16.
Well, what about the 24-inch iMac instead of the 27-inch or so?
Well, don't they still have the 21.5?
I would think so.
Because that would be the one I would be looking at. I have to think.
That's too big? Yeah.
I still have my father sitting here.
So the 16-inch is like the sweet spot for you then.
Yeah. I think what I need to do is move his computer here.
In the center?
Sitting over there in the corner.
Right.
And start playing with it.
Mm-hmm.
And see how my eyes adjust, see how I feel with it.
Yeah.
Because I like the idea of paying less, getting more storage.
Yep.
But I rarely move my computer.
I know. That's what I mean. I was like, why don't you just get a desktop?
The other thing, though, is I pass it down.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom doesn't need it. He wants a laptop, which may mean when the time comes that he needs a new laptop, he may get a fresh computer, which would be, whoa, he never gets brand new.
And he just consumes too. Like, he doesn't do anything major and he can't handle an iPad.
He doesn't want an iPad. I've offered him older ones. He doesn't want an iPad. For him, if I was buying new, I would get the cheapest MacBook Air.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what you just have to do when the time comes.
He doesn't
do anything. Get a refurbished.
One. He looks at his email and he uses the web browser. He doesn't do music.
I know. That's why I don't understand. Why can't he just use an iPad?
Photos. He doesn't want one. He wants a computer.
Well, then tell him
I think for him, though, it's the multitasking, too.
Yeah.
You know, you're opening up because he has numerous tabs open at the same time that he can just, it's just easier for him to use the computer.
What if you got him a keyboard with a trackpad?
Then I might as well get him a computer. For that price, I might as well just get him a computer.
Mm, I still think it would be a little bit less. If you go cheap, so, like I did, if you just get the $90 keyboard and the $350 education iPad.
I pick my battles. I got them on a Mac. Yeah. I got them on 1Password.
Right.
I'm a happy camper.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but you got to be happy too.
Yeah, those are the two or possibly three things I'm looking for from Apple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you got to slice it and dice it.
So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. So those are your toys there.
Yeah, and then I'm looking for, I might as well just go through my list because I really don't have too much. Because like you said before, I'm older now. We downsize. I don't want to buy for the sake of buying. Mm-hmm. If I buy something, it's because I need it, or it's like we still have some empty walls that need some sort of artwork or something to put on the wall. I'm still looking. Mm-hmm. But we decided we're not going to just buy it because, oh, okay, it's $50. Yeah, okay, great. We want to buy something that we know we're going to like and that we're going to want to look at. Mm-hmm. Still haven't found that. So we're just not buying for the sake of buying. Mm-hmm. So what I'm looking for is, with the genealogy, my Ancestry subscription expired while we were gone last week, so I canceled it before I left. And I'm hoping that they have a deal. A lot of times during Black Friday, they'll have a 50% off deal. So I'll be looking for that. And I'm looking for Peacock streaming service renewal. They usually go $20, $25 a year. Looking for that. And finally, we're taking another Royal Caribbean cruise in February. They have something called The Key, which is this wristband that you wear that has, it almost looks like a watch, where you would just tap with your wrist and it will get, it, instead of having a card that you tap on your door to get in and out of your room, or you use that to pay for anything you buy, whether it's a drink or you buy something in the gift shop, you just tap with your wrist. That gets you in and out of your room. That pays for any purchases you make. It also includes the internet. I have to see if the price is worth it. And they'll be doing some deals. And if the price is worth it, we might go, let's just get it for this and test it out. If it still ends up costing too much money, we've never had it before, that's okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens.
I want to give out a... Did you have any more things on your list?
That was it. Like I said, my list is small.
I just thought of something. I'm going to start talking about some recommendations for our listeners. If you're looking to buy gifts for people or things that you want to put on your wish list to suggest to other people. So some of these are going to be hardware. Some of these are going to be software or services, let's just say. And one thing that I just recently found out just the other night, and this is just a pro tip, if you happen to have Apple HomeKit set up in your home and you are using smart devices, we've talked about this lots and lots of times, how I love to use our smart home and how I love to boss my house around and tell I'm going to use Iris instead of, hey, S lady, Iris, you know, turn on the lights, or I have little spells and incantations that I like to use. So they're called scenes. I have a scene that's called, I'll just sit down and I'll say, hey, Iris, watch TV. And then that scene is set to turn on the lamps to a certain percentage of brightness. And it's set to turn on the Apple TV and turn on the LG TV. And then Nate's favorite one is called Good Evening. So he comes home at a certain time, and it's usually starting to get dark by the time he walks in the door. And soon after he walks in, puts down his backpack and hangs up his keys and starts to go into the kitchen, puts down his coffee mug. He says, hey, Iris, good evening. And then Good Evening turns on the cabinet lights that we have that you turned me on to. Lisa, that one's all your fault. So it turns on the kitchen cabinet lights, and it sets the lamps to another different percentage of brightness. So that one, if the living room lamps were not already on, Good Evening, that spell, that turns on the kitchen cabinet lights, the lamps in the dining room, and it sets everything to like a certain brightness. So that's Good Evening. I think it also turns on the bedroom lamp. So it just like illuminates the house so that it's, because it's starting to get darker earlier here now. So, and I can adjust that for the time of day. So that's Good Evening. Well, what's been happening lately is or especially at nighttime when we're getting ready to go to bed, I'll say, Iris, good night. And what good night is supposed to do is that's supposed to turn everything off, lock the doors, because we have the electric locks now too. So it locks the doors if they haven't already been locked, turns off the lights, turns off the TV, turns off the TV strip, turns off all the backlighting and everything. And then we just have our the lights that, you know, plug in, that stay plugged in, that illuminates everything. So it's really nice because everything goes dark and then it's just illuminated by our little night lights. So it's really nice. It's just kind of a nice way to just say goodnight to the house. It's kind of like good. It's like goodnight moon. It's so cute because like I could say goodnight to each individual room if I wanted to. But if I just say goodnight, it puts the whole house to bed. And I just love it. It just makes me so happy. While I wasn't very happy, I was kind of cranky actually because for, I don't know, probably a couple months now actually because I really let it get away from me. Iris was saying, I'm sorry. 6 devices didn't respond or something to that effect, you know, and or sometimes I would say watch TV. And this is the thing that really befuddled me is because it would perform the scene. The scene would go. The TV would turn on. The lights would turn on. Things would happen. But she would still report to me that something wasn't working. The devices had failed. And I thought, well, I wish he'd tell me which devices, you know, it would say 6 devices didn't work or 4 devices or something. I'm like, which ones? Tell me which ones. Well, finally, I figured something out because then it was like, well, one of the kitchen cabinet strip lights just consistently kept failing. So I was like, all right, fine. I'm just going to go and troubleshoot this one strip light. Well, here it turns out it needed a firmware update. Because I had to remove it and re-add it back, and then I had to add it back to the scene. And then that led me down this rabbit hole of updating the firmware devices for all of those smart plugs. And then that's what ended up fixing it. That's what it means. So when you constantly have Iris telling you that devices have failed, that's what it means. It means that those plugs or those bulbs or whatever those devices that are failing, it probably means that a firmware update is required. I was at somebody's house just a couple of days ago helping a client, and he had gone into a room and told Iris to turn on a light. And I heard the same thing. The light turned on, and I was like, oh, you know how to use your smart bulb. You know, that's impressive. But it still said, you know, that the whatever had failed. And at the time, I thought, oh, I said, yeah, that happens to me. He's like, I don't know why it does that. And I didn't know at the time. But now, next time I go back, now I'll be able to fix it. And I'll just say, oh, it needs a firmware update. So there's a pro tip. If you're struggling with that and your devices are reporting that they're failing, it's probably because it needs a firmware update. So go into the app that you originally downloaded. So in the case of mine, it was TP-Link, the Casa smart plugs, and then I can't remember, Voco, I think was the one. I think it was Voco Link was the ones that these were. The Casas were okay. I think one of them needed it. And then these were Voco Link. So you got it. That's the tricky thing is you still have to keep the apps, if you buy third-party smart plugs, that you, unless they're Matter, I'm not sure. I don't know if Matter will, if Matter-enabled smart stuff, if that will allow you to do firmware updates with the Apple HomeKit, because that would be really great if you could, because then you wouldn't have to have those third-party apps. But so as it is for right now, I believe you still have to, that's why I keep a folder of the apps on my iPhone still that just has a little home emoji. So I go in there and then that's where I go in and I open up those original apps that I use to install the plugs. And then that's where I do the firmware updates. So you still have to do firmware updates. Anyway, that's a pro tip for that. Okay. So that was a pro tip for the smart plugs. So I still recommend smart plugs for gifts. And I'll put some links to those in the show notes. The ones that I like the most are the TP-Link, the Casa, I think it's just called a Casa smart plug. And there's different kinds of models. The ones that I like are the Bluetooth, and they are HomeKit compatible, but they're also compatible with other things. So they're Matter compatible, which means that you can talk to them, but you could use them with any of the other platforms as well. And so those make really good stocking stuffers. They're not that expensive. You could get a 4-pack of them and then give them to multiple people. So if you have, like, say, a teenager that has a lamp that's like an old-fashioned, you know, just a straight-up lamp, you could turn it into a smart lamp that then they can connect their phone to it, and then they could talk to it. So say you have a kiddo or even a small child, you know, that would make a really good gift. If they're learning how to sleep in the dark, you could teach them how to sleep in the dark by plugging in their lamp and then having them talk to it. So then they could turn the lamp on or off and, you know, be able to teach them how to sleep in the dark. So that would be a fun thing. So smart plugs would be a really good handy gift to give people. Also, I was just thinking about this too. My mom just got a new car, and I was thinking she typically has in the past been a type of person who lost her keys a lot. So I'm thinking always Apple AirTags. Those definitely make good stocking stuffers because they're good for people who lose things like their keys and their luggage and stuff. And those are always good to have on your list. So Apple AirTags. And then as far as software and services go, I am an affiliate. So full disclosure, I'm an affiliate for Apple services like Apple Music and Apple TV Plus. So I will have links on our show notes. And we also have another page on our website that I'll try to update, that if you go to our website, geekyshowever.com, there's a tab on there that's called Gift Guide. And I will try to update that. There are some links on there already. And if you click on those links, those are my affiliate links for things like Apple Music and Apple TV Plus and Apple Books. So if you want to give the gift of books, that's another good gift that you give people. You can gift a book. You can gift apps. But in particular, you could click on the books, and you don't have to buy that particular book that's featured on the website. It's just kind of it's like an automated script that runs whatever the featured book of the month is. But you could go by clicking that link, get into the books store for Apple Books, and then pick a book and then gift it. And then you can gift your loved one a book, and then I get some kind of a credit for it. So I would appreciate if you used my affiliate links to do that. That would be wonderful. And then there's also Apple Music, like I mentioned, or Apple TV Plus. You can gift that as well. They will, when you click on the link, it'll walk you through how to gift that to someone. And then the biggest one that I really want to share about is SetApp. And I've mentioned this in the past. I'm a SetApp affiliate. And I just wanted to give a shout out to SetApp and MacPaw. They came to the rescue again. I was working with somebody who was having an issue. They were trying to host a Zoom meeting for someone that was on vacation, and they needed to share a video. And in order to troubleshoot it, I thought, well, maybe the video is in the wrong format. So, you know, maybe we should convert it. And so I thought, well, I need some kind of a video conversion tool. I tried it in QuickTime. You know, I tried to use the tools that I had at my disposal that were just already installed with the Mac, and that didn't quite work. So I thought, well, I wonder if there's something in SetApp that could help us. And sure enough, there was. There's an app called Permute. And so I was able to download that. I'll put a link to that in the show notes, as well as a link to SetApp. And it didn't actually solve the problem necessarily. It's a wonderful app, and it was super quick and super easy. I was able to download it from SetApp, install it, and open it up. I was able to really quickly, really easily it was so easy and intuitive to use by the way it's designed, that I was able to take the video in question, get it converted within mere seconds, and try it out, at least just to troubleshoot it. It turned out that it was actually a Zoom issue. So Permute worked perfectly. It converted the video just fine into the different types of videos that we wanted to convert it to. So that worked flawlessly. It was just a Zoom issue. So we needed to share the screen a different way. So we did fix the problem. And it wasn't Permute that necessarily fixed the problem, but Permute was able to help me figure out the solution by process of elimination. So once we used Permute to convert the video, we knew that it wasn't a video conversion issue because Permute converted it just fine. And then we knew, okay, the problem is with Zoom and not necessarily the file type. So Setup and Permute to the rescue, and that really helped me out. That was wonderful. So Setup is something you could also gift to someone. You can give it a trial if you'd like to test it out yourself. I have a promo code link on the website, and if you click that and if you sign up for an account, you'll get 30 days instead of 2 weeks. So give that a try, and you can kick the tires, or you can gift it to somebody as a gift. There's links to that also. So give that, check that out, and I'd appreciate you checking that out with my affiliate link. So thanks for that. And then I also have affiliate links to Mint Mobile and Eufy. And those are also things that you could gift to people or gift to yourself if it's on your wish list. And then the last thing that I have on my wish list is something that I'm going to be researching. The one big thing that I would really love to get from Santa would be some Govee or Eufy. I'm still trying to decide between the two, or maybe another brand, but it has to be something that's going to be HomeKit compatible, because what I really want to be able to do is illuminate the whole house. I want it to put up essentially Christmas lights on the external, the outside of the house under the eaves. But I really, like, my dream would be able to be able to be inside the house or outside the house and say, Iris, make the house purple, make the house blue, you know, or say, Iris, decorate the house for Valentine's Day, or decorate the house for Christmas, or, you know, whatever the case may be. It's St. Patrick's Day, you know, just to be able to cast a spell that says, Iris, it's St. Patrick's Day, and then the whole house turns green just because the lights turn green. You know what I mean? I want to be able to say those goofy little scenes and just set them up as spells and say them, and just have the lights do the thing that I tell them to do. I just, that would just make me so happy. So that's going to be my goal. That's going to be my geeky goal, is to set that up. So I have to get the measurements
I can't speak to other brands. Like, you know that I have the Govee.
Yeah.
You can lose your mind in that app.
I know.
You can make, like I've done things when the kids were here where I've made every other set of bulbs, because it goes by like little increments.
Yeah.
Where I've made them segments. red, white, blue.
Right.
Or I've made them, you know, purple, pink, or, you know, green, orange, yellow, brown, green, orange.
Yeah, like a Halloween one. Yeah.
And it will go,
you could say, it's spooky time.
And you can do the, so they're, oh, what is it called? I think it's called running, where it goes like every other, it's like the lights are moving.
Yes.
And then they have it where it's strobe, which Sam saw that and like, no. It's like, no, I would never do the strobe. But the running isn't bad. You can make the intensity 100% brightness, or you can pull it back if you want it maybe 30% brightness.
Oh, that's so cool.
They have pre-made scenes.
See, and then you can name them something, and then you can put that into HomeKit and make it into a scene where you speak it and it does it.
Yeah, but you can also put it within the app. So you can, what it does is it takes a picture of it so that you can say, okay, this is my Halloween. Or you can go to something where it'll say, actually, let me pull it up. It'll say,
Now, you could do that with your Alexa if you wanted to. I didn't mean to trigger anything, but
I do have it so I can say, hey, lady, turn on the sunroom lights, and that will turn, but it turns on to whatever the last color was. Mm-hmm. And then I say, turn off the lights, and it will turn it off.
But so if you had, like, let's say you did that red, white, and blue one, you could say, hey, lady, it's 4th of July.
Yeah.
And
okay,
then make
so like
it
right
do that.
Here, it has effects lab, New Year's, Christmas, Halloween, Valentine's Day, fireworks, dance party, disco, Father's Day, Mother's Day. Then under festival. Then under natural, it's got sunrise, sunset, forest, meteor shower, lightning, starry sky. Then under life, it has sweet, romantic, dating, sports, game night, sleeping, emotion, dreamland, breathe, enthusiastic, happy.
Now, those are all indoor lights. I wonder if it has that much for the outdoors.
And it's got a segment for dancing, for movies, for music, for games.
Have you set it to music?
No, this is...
Have you tried setting it so that it moves to the music, so that it pulsates to
the
music?
And what I'm looking at is an effects lab. So, like, you would add your own colors, because this is all, they must have updated this because this is new.
But does it have the ability to change to music?
I think it does.
If you play it to a song?
I think it does. Now, it is not HomeKit compatible. Yeah, it's with Google and Alexa.
Yeah. I think I read somewhere where you can add it to HomeKit. I think there's extra hoops you got to jump through.
Yeah.
Because people have done it.
Yeah, this must have updated because this interface is different to me. And I really haven't spent time looking at it to like really, really dig into it. What we do a lot is when we're out there and we need extra light, we have two lights out there. We have the overhead light, which is a fan. We have that installed. So you have that from the overhead. But then we have on the wall what was the outside lamp before we put the addition on. So you've got those two lights, which is fine during the day, but if it's nighttime or getting toward nighttime and you can't see and you're reading a book or doing something, we just put on those Govee lights on bright white.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there is more than enough light.
Mm-hmm. Probably feels like daylight.
It's nice.
Nice. Wow.
That's just
cool.
Fun to play with.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, those are the things I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, that I'm just really hot for those lights. So that's kind of consumed most of my mental energy right now. As far as like, I mean, I'm sure there's tons of things I can think of to shop for, but that's kind of just top of my list. That's what I'm really, really, because I've already upgraded all of my other tech. So that's really just the next, that's the cherry on top for me is going to be the house lights. That's what I got.
Yeah, that's really all I've got, too. I'm sure when we look on Amazon, we're going to go, oh, that's right.
Right, we should have added that.
That's right. I forgot that I was looking for
fill
in the blank.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, well, I mean, listeners can tell us. We'll wrap up here, and the listeners can tell us what's on their list. Or I would love to hear feedback about how to add external outdoor lights to HomeKit, or what lights you've tried. I would welcome any and all feedback about that, because hey, if you can help me make my dream come true, or if you hadn't even thought about that and that's what you want to do, and if you figured out how to do it, or you want to put our heads together and try to figure that out, maybe you already have the lights and you want to test it out, then let me know and send us some feedback, and I can tell you how to do that. We can talk about that. We have an email address. It's podcast@geekishshowever.com. You can go to our website, geekishshowever.com, and we have a contact tab right there on the website. You can fill that out, and that will send us an email. And we are also social. So where are we over on the socials, Elisa?
Yeah, on Threads and Instagram, we are @geekishshowever. Individually, we are on Mastodon and Blue Sky and Threads, and just go to geekyshowever.com and you'll find all of our handles in the show notes. But basically, I am Sensei Dai. Melissa is the Mac Mommy.
Yeah, we even have an About Us, I believe, don't we? We have an About Us page. If you just click on that, that's got all of our handles too.
Yeah. So we're easy to find.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to start using Blue Sky more often, too.
Yeah. I was just going to say, don't look for us on Twitter.
Yeah. We're not on Twitter anymore.
Twitter's flown
the coop.
And to be honest, I just don't like Threads or Mastodon. I'm there.
Yeah.
I don't really like it, but Blue Sky has been pretty good.
Yeah.
So that would be really the best place to go if you were looking for me. And on that note, I want to say thank you so much for listening. We will be back again in a few weeks. And until then, please stay safe.